Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. The last day of July. Last day of July. Holy smokes, where did it go? That means August. And you know what that means? Winter's coming up. So the same people who have been crying about the super hot winter can cry about the super cold winter or super warm, whichever they way they are seeing it now. Good to be here. Not real bunch of traveling. Been doing shows Outer Banks, but mostly been working on trying to get ready to go out west. And learning some things. I've got something new for the van. I bought one of those EcoFlow heat pump things that are supposed to make heat and cold. And I'm going to tell you my initial impressions. I wasted $1,500, my initial impressions. I've done a couple tests in my van, and my van is a Astro, so it is not like I have one of those toaster boxes with a big interior and all that. And I've seen a couple of tests on YouTube, and I know you believe YouTube's a lot of people doing stuff. And you can take a look at their thing and kind of make your own determination. And this one, I guess maybe if you were doing this for a house, maybe, where you had super duper insulation, but in the van, and I got the van insulated, but it's a van, and it's in the sun. So it did lower the temperature. I will give it that. It did make it semi-livable. It was not comfortable. There'll be some things that have to be added to make it comfortable, and that was just the air conditioning. So I'm not sure. I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt because I'm outside the return window. Plus, to return it, it costs hundreds of dollars, so you're still going to lose some money. I guess $200 is better than $1,500, but whatever. I will share some of these tidbits from time to time because I do, you know, I know there's a lot of van lifers out there, and I do live in my van for 5 months out of the year, and that's to go work. Because hotels are just, what they're charging for hotels is wowzer. And they're still full. They're still plenty full. But I ain't got that kind of money to basically pay $100 for some place I'm going to poop and sleep in. That's it. And if you figure it out per month, that's $3,000 for a one-bedroom facility, which is quite pricey. Not by New York standards, not by the Democratic City standards, but by most anybody with a restriction on how much money they make. But my buddy Herman's going to be joining us shortly. I'm sitting here getting through the opening of the show. We're going to be in transition. Right now, it's time. Time to create logos, photos. And I'm doing all kinds of things to the van to get it ready for the fall. And it needs some work. And I'm going to have to get out there. And I was hoping for the weather to break, and it has. So I don't want to be out there in 100-degree weather. I was out there in 93 the other day doing work. Look, I try to figure out where it got to the point where it was, you can't be hot anymore. Because You need to face that kind of stuff. Study after study has been shown to prove that challenge in your system makes it better. But again, I'm not saying don't trim like a train like an Olympic star. You're not that, but get out in it. Sweat. Sweat's good for you. Sweat will clean some pores out and all kinds of stuff. But you've got to do it. You got to take the time. You'll take time to sit down and watch a TV show. Why don't you take that same hour to improve yourself? I'm just saying. It certainly would not hurt. Ain't no doubt about that. And I've been perusing Facebook, and to listen to, there's people out here, friends of mine, and God love them. Look, you're having a different, so this is the thing, we got into this whole thing on Facebook, and it was like, everybody's dividing us. Okay, yeah, we ought to be divided. But at the same time, we are helping that by dividing ourselves further, by not allowing anybody to have an opinion other than ours. I am friends with people on Facebook who are politically and polarity as opposite from me as the sun can be from the moon. Yet we can still have friendships. It doesn't mean, I'm sure he sits at his house going, oh, Dan's stupid, and I sit at my house going, he's stupid. But we still respect each other. We just think the other person's idea is stupid. That doesn't mean we hate them. See, there's a certain amount of judgment that goes on in your life. There is. And I'm going to pick Herm's brain for his ideas on this. I think you draw the line on when somebody else's opinion directly affects you in that they come out of their side of the yard. Like when they said, if you don't take the vax, you're stupid. That was said. It was said you should have been denied medical treatment simply for having an opposing opinion. And if your vax was so effective, why did everybody have to take it? It should have protected you. But it didn't. Anyhow, I'll plug some commercials in here and see if I can rouse Term up on the phone. Because that's what I do, is I get the beginning so you know what this is. We're going to be very soon changing to Rednecks and Brothers. Herman and I, we get a kick out of it. I'm a redneck and from West Virginia, and he's a brother from the hood of Gary, Indiana, and we are the tightest of friends. And it just goes to show you that no matter how much they want us divided, two of the most polar opposites on the planet Earth are buddy-buddy, deep friends, would do anything for each other. Boy, that really kind of screws up the narrative, doesn't it? It really does have some... But what can you do? What can you do? You move on and don't listen to these idiots. That's what you do. You move on and don't listen to these idiots. But that's what you got to do. They're trying to control you. And when they start taking your money away, you'll say, well, Dan was right again. Because during the pandemic, many people unfriended me because I was calling out the fact that this was just, there was no fact in it. But they all believed it because the scientists said so, so it is. Remember all the things that scientists have said over the years that have been proven to be wrong. Many of them. All right, hit some breaks. I'll be right back with Herman and Toad.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
We're back. You have not, if you've been here, you've heard the chronicles of the problems I have getting Herman on the phone that are not his problems. It's bizarre. It's bizarre the amount of trouble that we have talking on the air together. Like a couple weeks ago, it was he couldn't dial this number on his phone because it said he had not enough minutes left and he's on an unlimited plan. And then he tried the next week, and then finally he called his phone company, T-Mobile. They called the show on the 809. I saw that while I was hosting. And then they said they couldn't figure out why, so they actually put him on a pay plan to call this number for the show. And Herman was willing to do that. And then he called, and we got through a couple times. Then he suddenly didn't have enough minutes, even though he had paid for minutes. So the Zai came up with the idea of calling him on the third line, connecting him, and just using my phone for both of us. And the first day it went good. The next day we got cut off three times during the show. We got cut off a couple times the next time. And then today I can't get him on the phone at all. When people don't want you talking, they find ways to silence you. It's so funny how the Democrats have wholeheartedly turned on RFK Jr., a name that is steadfast in the Democrat history. And the funny thing about his, I said he was uncle, I think. I'm not sure. It's names and all that stuff. I really don't care. They're related. Who cares? Who cares how? But it's a name that is very steadfast in the Democratic Party. And his relative was in the process of exposing some people and the CIA and the Fed. And just recently, many people have agreed that they executed the president. That's why they sealed the records until everybody was dead. Conspiracy theory, right? All I'm saying is it's pretty funny to watch a man who is very aware of what is going on, suddenly falling from grace for speaking the truth. And this was the discussion I was talking about with a friend of mine who believes that you can't disagree that that's the, you should be able to, a vigorous debate is needed. And a debate covers facts from both sides. See, that's why all my lib friends, I post this one thing today. The thing that beats science is science. It's not your opinions, your feelings, and all this other. We never said that. But you silenced our experts, and our experts were not crackpots. Our experts had just as much validity as your experts. Our experts were the one that invented the test to determine all this stuff. Who would know best what the intention of something was than the man who invented it himself? These were doctors, peer-reviewed doctors with multiple papers that were cast aside simply because they did not agree with the consensus science. And it's no good to try to argue with people like that. They will never get it. They will never get it. They have bought the lie. And it's okay. It's okay. As long as they keep that lie in their yard. I'm saying, look, I have never said don't get the vaccine, except to my family members I gave a shit about. The rest of you, have at it. You were the ones that chastised me for not accepting the line. You were the ones that were upset with me because I was dumb enough to not believe that in 6 months they can thoroughly test shit. You were the ones that stood in line, rolled up your sleeves for an experimental gene therapy, and then called me the dumb one, and now every single day, if on my Facebook page, every single day, I lost this relative unexpectedly. I lost this relative unexpectedly. I lost this relative unexpectedly. I never in my life have seen young people dying at the rate we're saying. And by young people, I mean anybody under 50 years old. That just doesn't happen that often. Whenever somebody in their 30s or 40s dies, everybody's like, oh, they're shocked. And they should be. But it's an everyday occurrence now. One day healthy, next day gone. But you're not allowed to say what changed because, use the science. I don't care what your opinion is. The science. Well, keep screaming the science, you mutants, because that just shows you know nothing if you're just going to scream one word. You do not have to have a degree to have an opinion. The world around you can teach you your opinion. And lo and behold, many times things that the experts believe to be bullshit that they hear about out in the people and their real world experiences turns out to be a fact. For years, we have claimed a hike in the woods is good for you in many ways. Everybody, oh, you're just walking in the woods, walking about me. And then the science comes along because it's been proven that walks in the woods can do it. And now everybody's out walking in the woods. Seriously, folks. Seriously. Why do you believe that everybody's smarter than you? In some people's defense, I can see why. But for the big majority of people, you're smart enough, or you should be. You would think you should be. I'm dumbfounded how we got to this place. And we have definitely reached a place, quite a place we have reached. What are you going to do about it? There needs to be discussions, open discussions where no name calling is allowed and only facts can be produced, you know, like a debate, the way the debates used to occur. So you can learn and agree on points in the middle. You may not agree on the extreme points, and you never should, because extreme right and extreme left are both wrong. But there's a place in the middle. There's a place in the middle where everybody agrees, where everybody gives a little, and everybody gets a little. That's called being an adult. We are acting like children right now. Like I said, I never said do not get the vaccine except for people I cared about. The rest of you, that was your opinion. Go do it, and then face the consequences. I chose not to get it, and I faced my consequences. But those consequences should not include losing work, which it did, because I wouldn't bow down to it. I turned down work. I would rather go out and hunt and fish before taking that poison. And 25% of us, which remarkably mirrors the top end of intelligence, didn't take it. And a lot of them were doctors. The ones in charge of the science. You know, the science where I just posted an article where every year in the United States, 800,000 people are killed or injured permanently via medical malpractice. So those are the experts that you follow. Why do you think they call it practicing medicine? Have you ever sat down and Herman brought that up to me one time? Why do you think they call it practicing medicine? Because I've never given it more than a thought. I'm not a words guy. I'm an action guy. And when I see the action, I will make my choice. Again, I'm going back to knowledge you know that you learn directly versus knowledge you've been taught. That's why people aren't willing to open up to this, because they want to believe everything they were taught was true. Always remember the multiple occasions where the experts have been later proven wrong. That's why you can't follow the science. That's why you need to challenge science. And what they don't want to remember is some of the great science discoveries have been by accident. by accident of common people. That was later picked up by the scientists. And they discovered that what he discovered was real, and then they claimed it. So I am saying to look upon somebody out in the masses and say, you don't have a degree from one of our colleges, you're uneducated. It's dumb. Many, many, many of our greatest and most genius minds never even finished high school. But you don't want to face that, because that means your experts don't have any real weight behind them, doesn't it? Isn't that something? I just hate that people can't open their minds to hear. I know a bunch of people. I'm friends with them. But do I agree with their political beliefs and their and how they view the no, not even remotely. And as long as they keep that in their yard, it's all good by me. I would love to have an open, honest debate with them that wouldn't turn into a screaming match, but it never happens. They have to resort to, oh, I bet you heard that on YouTube. That's just a way to discard a fact that was a fact. Like I say, if you sit down and look around you, just look around you, look at the news, look at your, see, as much as people don't want to admit it when they like to use that drug, I bet you got that on YouTube. YouTube has brought out some incredible changes in this world. And it is a prime example in its early days of what the First Amendment was all about. The First Amendment allows you to say anything. Oh, well, you can't say fire in a theater. Would you shut up with that stupid, worn-out dribble of an argument? You found one argument. You found one argument, and you cling on to it like the door that Rose from the Titanic clung on to while she let Leonardo DiCaprio, she let him drown, like the First Amendment, because you found one argument you can cling to. Out of the millions upon millions upon millions of uses of the First Amendment, you clung to that like glue. You can't say fire in a theater. You get me? And that was the first place. See, to get what you have to do with words is give them weight and measurement. It's like hate crimes. When you kill somebody and scream a racist epithet, that's worse than if you just kill somebody. Although I'm sure the person killed really didn't give a shit which way. They wished you hadn't done it to begin with. You get what I'm saying? You need unlimited free speech. That means that some things you get out there are not going to be pleasant, and they're not going to agree with you. But I'll tell you what. If you start just watching it and start looking for a consensus, guess what? Consensuses start to show up in the news. Ain't that something? Look at all, because when you get what's being reported as the news today, it is not the news. It is a theater of written words by a few that control many. And if you watch the news, when one station's doing it word for word and you switch between the stations and they're all covering the exact same things, while there's so many millions of things to cover, they magically all decided on which things to cover and then spoke the exact same words. Called Operation Mockingbird. You really should look it up. You really should. You should look it up. Because, my friend, it will shock you. It will shock you. So YouTube is exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted, the ability of any person to speak out into the public and be heard. And then the public, who they assumed were intelligent, unlike libs, they're the only intelligent one. Everybody else is just dumber than them. They get to choose what you get to say because there's other dummies that might hear your message and agree with it. You know, like slavery. Don't forget. They don't forget it. What's it called? Generational slavery or all this other horse shit, whatever they want to say. But back in the day, slavery in the United States was considered a good thing. And if you spoke out against it, you were the problem. And they tried to censor those people. To something that we now know is obviously wrong. They tried to censor people who spoke out against it. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? When they were talking about the planets and the sun being the center or the earth being the center, they wanted to censor that. And because people could speak what was then considered wrong information out into the public so people could hear it and then change their minds and learn and do their own research. It is a dangerous world to the people who want to control the message for people to actually think. You see what I'm saying? So the way to stop people from thinking is declare an idea dead on arrival and limit that person's free speech because they're telling a lie. So all the people that were against slavery were telling a lie back in the day. No, but they were telling the truth. But somebody else said it was a lie, and if they could have censored them, they could have squashed that speech, and it may never have grown into a movement. That was correct. That's why you cannot let any group of people control the message. The message must flow, and then each person must determine if it is something correct or not. Yes, we all must make decisions. Instead of being mind-numb robots, go, the science says. Why don't you raise your right arm and salute? Because don't forget the science in Germany said that the Jewish people were dirty, diseased, ridden animals, basically, and that's how they got everybody to turn on them. And nobody could speak up against it to refute it with facts that by the other side was considered misinformation. The worst thing we can do in our lives is to limit free speech. It is specifically written for speech you do not agree with. It is specifically written for that fact. Specifically written for that fact. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Why do you think somebody else can make a better choice for your life than you? They bear no consequence for their choices. You bear a lot of consequences for your choices. Folks, you absolutely have to get it through your head that you can still learn. Do you have the same knowledge you had when you were 5 years old? No. Well, how did that happen? You learned. You learned both through experience that you experienced and what you've been taught. I rely more on what I've experienced than what I'm taught. Quickly turn on something I've been taught if you will provide me evidence otherwise. I will hear your evidence. I will think about your evidence. I will not say that's a lie from the beginning. That's what we're doing when you censor a thought. You're saying it's a lie from the beginning. Who determined that? Who determined that was a lie? Control the message, control the people. It's very simple. It has been done time and time and time again through history. Control the message, control the people. And many great discoveries have come from the people. Matter of fact, the vast majority of people have come up with the vast majority of good ideas. Governments are very adept at taking a discovery from somebody else, turning it into their own, and then ruling with it. Well, the person who created it wanted it only for people to have more information. But you can turn on your Facebook feed, which is a group of people you know, or relatively know. I know most people just friends of friends of friends. I get that. But what is displayed on your screen, minus the censorship that's going on right now, where like my account gets restricted so often and fact-checked, whatever. If it were all equal, your feed would be equal, and you would see many, many views expressed, many, many happenings expressed. And it is a window to the world, the positive world, where everybody wants to be a star and everybody's life is perfect. But every once in a while, people slip negative things in there. And when they do, it does become a window to the world. It's a rosy window, but it is a window. You can see cracks. You can see divisions. You can see opinions. You can see lives. It is a window on the world. If you were to take all filtrations off of it, you would see the world as it is on the screen in front of you. Well, there'll be some fake stuff. There's always some fake stuff. Quit throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There's always going to be fake stuff. There's always going to be misinformation. It's up to you to look at it and make a decision. And then ask yourself, why are you so afraid of, if that idea is obviously wrong, if it's obvious, why are you afraid of it catching on? Why are you, see, truth does not fear question. A lie does. A lie fears a direct look into. It fears questions that challenge it, because then it must prove itself, and it can't prove itself. So you have a window on the world if it is not censored. And that's why I say go to multiple sources, because that's how you get around censorship. They haven't got fast enough to take things down before it gets views, and they will soon, and then that will be true censorship. But being able to plant a seed is probably one of the best things about freedom of speech, your ability to plant a seed. Now, do you get what I'm saying? If you want to control the message, you don't have a message. You have propaganda. A message is very from the ground up. And see, as our country was founded, many of the laws were written from the ground up before the politicians took over and realized great power corrupts greatly. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Seriously, folks, think about it. Most of the early laws didn't deal with wearing helmets or it dealt with matters of the public, which it should have. there should be a law. See, this is where, you know, murder laws, how many different murder laws on the, I only need one. Kill somebody for any reason that's not legit and not true self-defense. That's it. You're convicted of murder. It doesn't have to be murder one or accidental murder, blah, 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 blah. You kill somebody and they were attacking you, self-defense. You kill somebody and they weren't doing anything to you, murder. How much more do you need than that? We have done exactly what our founding fathers wrote not to do. They wanted all bills to be small and easily readable and readable, or whatever freaking word I'm looking for. Even easily read and understood. Not these 4,000-page abortions that sneak everything in teeny little crevices.
If we had to vote on every item by itself, we would never get anything done.
That's good in more than one way. How many laws do you need to write each year? Seriously. So that's where we get down to this complicated shit. And the reason they do that is because then you have a court and you got a judge and all these people making money. All these people making money to litigate shit like why I didn't wear my safety belt. That's my own damn choice. I wear a safety belt not because the government tells me to, because I understand out there with you idiots, the highways are unsafe. And especially with these street takeovers. Well, we can't stop that. You know what? I can stop that. I can stop that real quick. You want to know how I'd stop it? This is how I'd stop it. They take over an intersection. You use those radios and get everybody who's normally sitting in a median strip and maybe get them down in a neighborhood where that shit usually occurs and kind of set them up at all four corners of that neighborhood. Now, the shit starts going down. Cars start spinning. You know what's happening. You know what intersection. You got cameras everywhere. Hell, you traced a guy on camera who killed some people that nobody knew who he was, but you managed to trace him. So why not take all those cameras at that intersection, turn it on the cars. You can get the license plate. Get the license plate of every single car that's behaving out there. Get all their license plates. Get all their license plates, every one of them. And then come in from the ends. There's only four ways out of an intersection. So you take three cop cars, you come in from one side, the other side, north, south, east, and west, and as you come in behind them, you lay spike strips across the entire street, one side to the other, even the sidewalks. And then you go in there, and anybody that runs ends up with flat tires. Also, if you run, now you get felony, fleeing, and evading with a minimum of the confiscation of your car, and 10 years in prison. Now, if you stay there, they just confiscate your car, give you a $15,000 fine, non-bankruptible, non-dischargeable, and you send you back out into society to see if you do it again. Repeat offenders, 20 years in prison, loss of your car. You ask how to stop it. I'm telling you exactly how to stop it. The crime, the punishment should exceed the crime because that's how you stop the crime. And what they're doing is a crime because many people are being hit. When I was young, we did stupid shit. We went out drag racing. We went out where nobody was, not in the downtown city center. Jesus, people, really? I ain't got no problem if these guys want to go out like they used to, find a road that's closed. Why does that bother anybody? Why not? If you really want this off the streets, why don't you just go make an open area that anybody can go do whatever they want in? Put a big – there's – how many empty warehouses are there? Just pave a big area. Let them go do what they're going to do. Let them go be idiots. And if they get hurt there, there's no fault. They get shot there, there's no fault. Make a little lawless zone for them to go be lawless and find out what lawless is all about. But in the middle of a downtown area is not the place. Like I said, it's a balance. I understand kids are going to be idiots. I grew up. We did crazy and stupid things. But that doesn't mean that person needs a criminal record to hold them down for the rest of their life because they were so full of themselves when they're younger, because that's what happens when you're younger. Anyhow. Oh. I don't know what to tell you, folks. King Herman's had an emergency, so he's not going to be with us today. So let's take a break and tilt ourselves over towards the top of the hour. Be right back.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
We're back. We are back. Sitting here, enjoying myself. Having a good time, to be honest with you. That's one of the things I learned. And this is one of those things The hardest thing to admit for most people is they're wrong. That's why that phrase exists. It is easier to deceive a person than to convince them they have been deceived. Because that means something in their mind missed something. That's why they fear somebody bringing up ideas outside the ones that they have adopted as their own. Because if those ideas turn out to be correct, then they were duped or wrong. Which there's nothing wrong with that. See, that's what you've got to learn. And I've been on a crazy journey. My life has taken so many turns and twists. And see, the whole thing is everybody's life, to a certain extent, has taken turns and twists. But you have to admit that there's not the level of experience across the board. What I mean by that is most people involve growing up in a school, going to college and getting a job, and then living that box for the rest of their life. And they're very happy with it. It's a very easy life. It's a very easy life because you risk nothing that you planned on risking. Every day is a risk. That's what you have to figure out. Every single day on this planet is a risk. Every single day from sun up to sundown, this planet is in some way, shape, or form trying to kill you. So merely making it through the day means that everybody, every single person on Earth, has unique trials and tribulations. However, with that being said, there are large groups of people who live fuller lives and they risk things. And sometimes that risk doesn't pay off and they lose their life. Now here's the question with that statement. If you die doing something you wanted to do, of the many ways to die, is that not the best way to die? Because there's one assuredness. With everybody on this planet, we all have a day. When we're born, there is not guaranteed a single age to which you will live. Some children are born and die. That is a great tragedy. But is it? See, that's the double edge of this. See, everything has another side. Like, if I believe in heaven and God and a life after, I do. I don't believe in the man's version of it. I believe there is a much higher power. I believe this wasn't by accident. And I believe we're put here to learn stuff. Now, as you go through life, you are hit with many different challenges, and the more you explore outside of the box, the riskier it gets. But at the same time, you live experiences that most never live. And to me, a life full of experience is truly a lived life. A life lived in fear. This one amazes me with religious. If you're religious and you believe that afterlife is better, why fear dying here? Because when you die, there's only two choices. This is it. There's no other choices. Number one, there is something, whether that be reincarnation, a heaven, going out to an after plane, living on the planet. There's that, or there's nothing. Those are the exact two choices. There is no other choice. Now, if it is nothing, it won't matter. You know, but you won't feel nothing. You'll feel no remorse. It will just be over. Scene over. Picture disappears. All the memories scattered to the universes, and that's it. You're over, you're done, you're through, you're finished. And then all of this was for what? What was this all for? No, serious, I'm asking that question. I don't even know what the purpose of this is. But there's, if there's not a purpose, and why do all the buildings exist? Why was everything built? Why do some places on the earth have it worse than others? You get what I'm saying? And then if you die and there's nothing, then none of it matters. It doesn't matter what people think of you. It doesn't matter because it's just over. And then there's nothing more, and none of it means anything. When do you remember your first thought? When you were born? Why don't you remember any of those thoughts? Or do you? You see what I'm saying? Whatever we're living in, it's something. How it got here has been a major debate. And what's after it will be just as big a debate. And the only true people who know what's after are the people who have gone there. Seriously. That is the only people that know. My buddy David. My mom. My dad. They know. And so you got to ask yourself. You just have to ask yourself, is there something? And if it is, it's the next great adventure. Because we can all have our beliefs about it. This is one of the true examples. We can all, but there's one reality, and the reality we will never know until we get there. See, I think, to be honest with you, if what's the difference between a live body and a dead body? Bueller, the electrical spark in the brain, the heartbeat, which is an electrical spark that causes it. It's you are not the body. You are that little spark that runs around inside that body until that body can no longer hold that spark and support it, and then it goes off to the next, the journey. And nobody knows what that journey is. Nobody. I don't care who they are. The dead people do, and they can't talk. And the people who have went and come back, I've had many different experiences. And I've talked to some of them. And so, talking to these people and putting together with experiences I've had, I believe there is something after. I believe that wholeheartedly. So here's the thing, folks. You don't know what's after here, but you know what's here. And it doesn't hurt you to be a good person, and that's something you learn along life. And the phrase is one letter off. You either get bitter or you get better. Bitter is a hell of a way to spend your life. I know I spent many years bitter. That's where I learned that. See, that's what the experiences put you through. They put you through the tests. They find out what you're made of. They help you see what you're made of. When you're down and you're trying to dig that hole, back out of that hole, it's hard. I've been there. I've been homeless. I've had money and I've been broke. And see, when I stepped out of the box, the person who was then my wife, who would love me forever, right, decided because I wasn't fulfilling a financial need that she could now fulfill thanks for me paying for college and for schooling, she decided to take off with the kids and tell them that they were moving to a new place that them and Daddy were going to live at, and that not to tell Daddy. And I was out of town working, doing comedy, to come home to an empty house, an empty bank account, an empty life. Nobody felt sorry for me, not the judge. Nobody, even though we proved in court and he agreed that we had agreed that I could quit my job to do this, I was still bent over and given it as hard as you can give it to a guy, because guys are just supposed to take it. And it took me quite a few years to get over that bitterness and that anger, because I went from living a very nice life to being as broke and as poor as anybody could be. And not one person said, oh, we're taking too much money from you. See, if you took the money that they took from me, and then she was supposed to spend equal, because that's the way I understand it, that would have been more money spent on the kids than we spent living entirely on my paycheck. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about a dude in court. You're fodder for the system. And once you figure that out, you make sure you never end up in that court again. I made sure nobody ever got that control again. I 100% made sure that never happened again. And so she left with a degree and, quite honestly, probably banged her way into the top. But, you know, what do I know? But moving on has been the best thing, learning to let go of just everything and try to figure out what I'm supposed to experience here and make myself a better person. Learn how to be positive. Learn how to just take the past and make it the past. You hear so many people talking about it. This is why you need to listen to it. Again, does anybody prove any of these things? No, this is people telling you their life experience, not some brainiac or some formula. This is life experiences, and you should listen to people and their life experiences. And what they tell you is revenge and bitterness is luggage you don't need to carry, word for word from most people, except those people right in the middle of the bitterness that it's, you know, they got 8 pieces of luggage under their arm trying to go upstairs, but they won't drop one piece. And I learned once I dropped one piece and 2 piece and 3 piece, then it didn't matter anymore. It really doesn't matter anymore. So you learn a lesson, and instead of getting angry and bitter, you learn that lesson and say, just don't do that again. You know, like the wall socket. You only put a fork in it once. And then you learn not to put a fork in the wall socket. I learned my lesson. I have been married once. You will never, ever see me married again. Never. I don't care who it is. You'll never see me in a place where another man can just throw out agreements and give the woman everything and bone me without leave. You will never see me in that place again, because I'm not stupid, and I learn. And the Dan here is different than the Dan there. And see, a lot of this is people like to think that they're in control of their brain. I thought so. Like I said, this is all stuff you learn. But I also didn't understand that hormones really affect you. They affect your choices. They affect your thoughts. You get what I'm saying? It affects your thoughts. Whether you want to believe it or not, it affects your thoughts. So how is that? Why is that? See, there's human nature that we totally want to ignore, except for one sex. We totally want to explore why women do this. Oh, it's my period. It's this. It's that time of the month. I'm just crabby. Blah, 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 blah. They got every excuse in the book. A guy, not so much. Nobody tries to understand us. We don't even try to understand ourselves until much later in life when we start getting a real view of the world, not clouded by testosterone. But testosterone's good, don't get me wrong. Look, you need brave young men to build things and fight for you and defend you. Well, he just said men. What about women? Shut up with that shit. Go look up the United States Marine Corps' assessment of mixed units, where every single category, every single way, male-only units outperformed the male-female units. So let's get to what the job is. The job is to win, and all men forces have a better chance of winning, period, end of it. And that's why when you got a man pretending to be a woman, he goes out here and beats every single woman's ass. The best of the best, he beats them. Whereas he couldn't beat 200 other guys amongst the guys, but we're equal. Talk about denying the science. Get what I'm saying? Are you for it? We got to do something. And look around the world. See, I've said this before and I'll say it again. We all the Americans, want, the French and the Italians, they're just so cultured. The world has been around so much longer than ours, and they're so much better than you Americans. Who started World War One? Bueller? Bueller, who started World War One? Was it the Americans? Nope, sure wasn't. Was it the cultured French, Italian, Germans, and English? Sure was. Sure was. Who started World War II, the second great world war to end all wars? Who started it? Was it America? Was it America? No, it wasn't America. It was the great cultured elite that are so intelligent overseas started World War II. Who's in the process of starting World War III? Is it the Americans? Well, there's an argument there that can be made that we're just starting it over there. There's definitely an argument can be made to that. Robert F. Kennedy made that argument. That's why he was called anti-Semitic. Because you don't fight the message, you throw words, because words are easier. It is much easier to fling aspersions at somebody that nobody will ever really look at, except your little frothing mob. Or, yeah, he's a racist. He's a racist, yeah. Because he doesn't agree with the regime. The one message that you're allowed to have. You get what I'm saying? Are you really listening to what I'm saying? Because what I'm telling you is, governments are not the people to follow. Look at the history of every government. Look at the history of every... Matter of fact, read the fourth turning. Read the fourth turning. Do some research. Do your own research. Read the fourth turning. Look at it. Every single government in the history of the planet Earth started out as a noble, good idea that morphed into massive debt, social decay, endless wars, and the death of that society to be replaced by another. It is a cycle that you have to recognize in order to break. Who do you think's killed more people on the planet Earth? Individuals or governments? If you had to guess. you know, you'll see this, right? The crime statistics, you know, 3,000 people killed this year by violent crime. So a whole year in the past was equaled by days in war by government. You hear what I'm saying? See, if you go back and look at the founding of this country, our founding fathers tried desperately to write a document that was perfect. But our brainiacs, who have to take every word and tear it completely apart, not look at the actions, in order to take the rights that were so perfectly written to protect you and destroy them and degrade them, can't yell fire in a theater, till that they no longer have weight. They only had muskets when those laws were written. Guess what, dipshit? The muskets they had were equal, E-Q-U-A-L, equal to the government's weapons in every way, shape, and or form, and in some cases, exceeded our government, the Kentucky Long Rifle. So they knew full well when they wrote, shall not be infringed, what they meant. Oh, it's about hunting. That's about hunting. They didn't just finish a deer expedition. They just kicked somebody's ass with weapons. So they understood at that moment how important it was for the people to be equally armed as the government. Yes, I think we should be able to have AR-15s and all that shit. A 100%. Shall not be infringed. I should be able to take whatever pistol I want, stuff it in my belt concealed, and go about my business, and nobody should have a damn say about it. Oh, you want gun crime to go? No, you want to get rid of gun crime? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Commit any crime that's a misdemeanor. It could be a misdemeanor assault. You commit any crime, and when they bust you, you merely have a gun in your possession. You go to prison for, let's say, 30 years. That's with a clean record. So if you go commit crimes, don't carry a gun. So that would go for rape. That'd go for robbery. That'd go for murder, obviously. So you can murder somebody with your hands and have a gun in your pocket. You still get 30 years automatically. No jury, no decision, no circumstances, no explanations, none of that. Now, commit a crime where you brandish the weapon, you bring it out, they see it, it's on video, life in prison, period. End of it. Just done. Life in prison, and not a good prison. We need a prison island where we just throw Quonset huts out. They're good enough for our Marines, right? And we airlift slop into them, and they don't have heat or air conditioning. You know, it's good enough for our military. It's good enough for a criminal. Put them on an island. Fly food over to them. That's it. Now, you fire the gun in the commission of that crime. You fire the gun, death penalty, instantly, no second chances, express lane in court. There'll be a separate court that's completely absolved of all these little bullshit rules, because we're going to wipe out the bullshit rules. And you go to death in 6 months after your crime. No exceptions. No appeals. Just express lane through court, basically prove it's you with the gun, basically prove you fired it, don't need a reason. You're committing the crime. Now, if you're defending yourself, we do need a reason. If you're defending yourself, and also, to add to this list, I think we should make it that police cannot fire until fired upon. I am sick to death. He had something in his hands. We cannot fire until fired upon in a war zone. So why is that not good enough for America's shores? If overseas our troops cannot fire until fired upon in a war zone, why are our heroes, police, allowed to fire at the hint of something in somebody's hand? which many times turns out to be nothing, and they basically executed an American. Also, we need a Bill of Rights when dealing with the police. If you're going to keep this nonsense up about pulling people over, I think if a cop pulls you over and gives you a ticket and you beat it in court, you should be due $5,000. They will not hesitate to fine you. They will not hesitate to waste your time. They will not hesitate to say, see you in court, because they get paid. If they lose, they should pay you. Because if you lose, you have to pay them. I think any cop who searches your car and doesn't find any drugs, you should get $10,000. I think if in any instance your rights have been violated, you should get $10,000 from the police officer, cash, and plus what you can get from the department. But they should always be on the hook for something. Any claim paid out, the officer should be responsible. Look, if you ran up a medical bill at no fault of your own, you getting sick ain't your fault. Well, you know, some places, most places. Anyhow, you know what I'm saying. Your insurance will pay everything but the 20%. And I think the cop's insurance should be his employer, and that he should have a copay, a 20% copay, you know, like you do. It's okay for you. Why isn't it okay for our heroes? It's okay for you in a world full of GMOs and garbage food being fed to you that when you get sick, even with insurance, you have a part to pay. Why not the police? Paid directly to. And it should be a citizen review board on every single police department in the United States. And they should review the videos of the day. And a police officer should never, ever be able to mute his device. And if you're going to say, well, you can't use it, I'll put it to you this way. There should be a mute button on the video and audio, and every time he hits it, he must call to the station. You know, they do this all the time. Tell them that he is muting his mic and the reason why. And the only reason why it's acceptable is you're on your lunch break where you got to go 10-100 or 10-200. The rest of the entire day. Look, storage ain't nothing. You got these little USB drives that will store terabytes, and then those videos, there should be a committee that sit down and watch them. You can speed through parts. You can speed through where they drive. Blah blah blah. Look, any interaction should be viewed. That's how you check power, and power right now is not being checked. Damn, we are down 10 minutes left in the show. I got to get another. Let me get another commercial break in here, and we'll be right back.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Game just all part of the game.
Can you see what's all on now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow where we're sitting.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official. Ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
All right. So, where does that leave you? See, a phrase that is very true is we the people. There's an inherent need for government for small things. But when you turn everything into litigation, you create a monster problem. A monster problem. That is just beyond belief. And that's where we are now, in a very litigious society that just everything's a lawsuit and things like that. And we're not taught to get along. We're taught that we're this and they're that. And the only person that wins on that is the government. And see, the guy I was talking about at the beginning of the show, it's just like my son, been sucked into the system. And they believe that any word of discourse is hatred and violence when you can simply have differences of opinions. That we've turned differences of opinions into, I hate you, you're stupid, blah, 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 blah. That's what we've turned it into. And you have the right to have your opinion even if it's wrong, just as long as you don't try to, again, I did not try to force my beliefs on you. I didn't say, you get the vaccine, you can't work. You said that. I didn't say, you're stupid if you get the vaccine. No, you said that. You used the word stupid. You used the words let them die. You used the word Darwin moment when you're about to find out what a Darwin moment really is. Every single day on my Facebook feed, looping back to the beginning of this show, I get a view of the world. And when so many people I know are losing young people or family members, it's got to open your eyes. At some point, you've got to go, you know what? He's making some points. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to say that. At some point, you got to say that. And it's up to you. It's up to you to open your eyes and allow yourself to be wrong. Allow yourself to be wrong. And learn from it. It's only an accident once. Got me? After that, you've had your message. You should learn. And it's hard to do that. When you're young, you'll make the same mistakes many times. Before finally you go, hey, that's not necessarily a good idea, is it? It's not necessarily a good idea. And then you're supposed to grow. That's why when we were talking harmony, I said, if you're acting the same way now in your 60s and 70s as you did in a teenager, you look pathetic. You look desperate. You look stupid. Because along the way, you were supposed to have learned things. You get what I'm saying? You were supposed to have learned from your mistakes and your changes. you were supposed to have learned life's lessons. And if you're doing everything the exact same as a teenager, the chance of you having a perfect worldview at that time are infinitesimal. Even if you had a great starting point, you still have things to learn. That's the greatness of the world we're in. That's where you can not see, don't just brush off failures. That's worse. You know, oh, it's just a failure, just another one. Don't brush it off. Go, okay, I screwed up. What did I do that was wrong? And learn from it. Then you can say, okay, I got it now. And move on. And learn from it. Now, if you just brush it off and don't learn, then you're just going to keep making a string of stupid mistakes. That's all you're going to do. And then when you're older and doing the same stupid things you did as a kid, you look pathetic. If you're getting views, it's not because somebody's like going, wow, it's somebody sitting there going, hey, everybody, look at this shit show. The same reason when you see poop on a trail, everybody wants to see it. Everybody wants to see the shit. It's human nature. It is human nature. That's why everybody wants to see the accident. We want to see what happens when things go horribly wrong. You know the reason I watch accident videos? Is to see the opportunities they had to avoid. Because I consider myself a professional driver. I've got over 2 million miles. I watch the road like a hawk. That's how I have missed many an accident. I caught that little movement. I caught that little thing. It gave me that split second of time to make a better decision. And I learned from my mistakes of the past, many of which I did multiple times in my youth before I finally figured it out. But see, that's the ignorance of youth. And it's the hardest one to come to grasp with, to realize you had it. See, that's the whole reason a six-year-old should not be able to decide it's time to chop his dick off. He has not the world experience to make that decision. He has not the knowledge from which to make that decision. But you're going to let him. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame is what it is. It is. You're supposed to look out for them. You're supposed to protect them, not cut their dicks off. Let them go through their confusion. You can do that without cutting their dicks off and giving them hormones. For the love of God, what's wrong with you? You can accept their view without changing them. That way, if their view changes, many children's views will change. They're not permanently marked and disfigured. We go through phases. That's part of life, is going through phases. I would have never wanted to be locked in any of my past phases. I don't know what else to tell you, but the time has come to an end, and we must ride off into the sunset. And I hope that what I said will sink in. I hope that what I've said will make you think. I hope that what I said will make you look out and try to figure on your own. Don't agree with me. I don't want you to agree with me. I want you to look at what I said and think it through and then make your decision. So as always, folks, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me.
stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.